It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry is outside in the rain a little bit right now. Larry, welcome.
Well, I just stepped under the shelter of the porch, but I was out in the rain, yes. Welcome to May. This is an interesting, to say the least, an interesting month, but of course so was April. Looking back at April, thanks to the rain of the last few days, we got the Weather Service recorded about an inch and a half, maybe even a little more, in the last few days. And thanks to that, the precipitation for the month of April was a little above normal. Now, having had so many months where the precipitation was less than normal, this was very welcome. In addition to that, we did have a temperature, even though we had some cold days. It was interesting on April 29, the temperature never got out of the 30s all day, a high of 38, a low of 33. But despite all that, the entire month we were a little bit, about 2 degrees above normal. So above normal temperature and just barely above normal precipitation. Snow, way below normal. We have, April is often a month of snows. And we have an average about 9 inches. Well, this year it was 0.1. And that goes along with the whole totals for the entire season. 38.7. A year ago, we were looking at 140.1, so over 100 inches less than what we had last year. Also, a year ago, we were still dealing with, right here at my place, we were still dealing with ice on the lake. Ice out happened last year on May 4. This year happening on March 12. So quite a difference of the years. But the rain, let's go back to the precipitation. It really makes a difference at this time. So you probably notice the grass is greening. You probably notice also leaves starting to open from the trees. I'm standing in the yard right now looking out at a lilac, and the lilac is opening its leaves. Beyond that, there is an elder, and elder is always the first of the woody plants to open its leaves, and it's been open for about a week already. That is a little ahead of normal. I always expect the leafing of elders and the other woody plants to start in the first week of May, but no, it's already going on right now. Vernal ponds are the ones that I am so glad. I was so afraid back when we were having no snow early March before the snowstorms hit. I was afraid that vernal ponds were really going to suffer. And of course, critters like frogs that use those for their reproduction were going to suffer even more so. Well, thanks to the snow and thanks to the recent rains, the vernal ponds are looking really good. I took a walk last night at dusk, and I was treated to the sounds of the early waking trio of frogs. That's wood frog, chorus frog, and spring peeper. I mentioned them last week, how they had been calling. Well, they still continue to call. The first one of those to stop calling is wood frog. They have what's known as explosive breeding. They breed very rapidly, but then they quiet down. But nevertheless, they were still calling. I think what went on is that this week, because of the cool temperatures, they did not call for a few days, and so now they're extending. There are many years where wood frogs are completely done calling by the 1st of May. There's a fourth one, a quartet, to make a quartet starting pretty soon now, and that is the northern leopard frog. They make a noise that sounds kind of like snoring. They are not usually in the vernal ponds. They are more in the larger bodies of water, so when I walk by a swamp and a pond during my daily walks, that's one I hope to be hearing soon. In addition to that, the precipitation has brought out some of the spring wildflowers. I visited Jay Cook State Park this week, and I saw 5 different kinds of spring wildflowers in bloom. The first one is hepatica. That was followed by spring beauty. That was followed by bloodroot. And then there was yesterday I saw wild ginger in bloom. These are all woodland wildflowers. In a nearby swamp, I saw the first of the marsh marigolds in bloom. A lot of people call marsh marigolds, call them cowslips. yellow flower. They're in bloom. The rest of them are going to be continuing to bloom. They're all going to continue to bloom for a while. Bloodroot is the first one to be completely done blooming. And then there's going to be many more. The woods was just covered with leaves of trout lily, both white and yellow. There was also toothwort. There's wood anemone, wild strawberry. All of these are going to be blooming very soon. Trilliums and on the list goes on. In the forecast, there is for some clear skies, and the clear skies make a world of difference with the spring wildflowers. They really open up big. So if you have a clear day, and after we have some precipitation and the temperatures are mild, get out and take a look. Walks in May woods are just outstanding. And it's usually before the massive amount of mosquitoes discover us. That makes it even better. In addition to that, May is probably the greatest month we have for bird migration. I have been talking earlier about how in March we had a good migration of raptors, which incidentally is still continuing, especially with the broadwing hawks right now. And then we had a good migration of water birds because of the early ice out. And once again, that still continues. I have been visiting a lake near my home here several times in the past week, and I've been seeing at least 10 kinds of ducks every time I go there. It's really an interesting thing to see. Swans, geese, grebe, they've all been showing up, as well as some shorebirds, yellow legs. I've seen a few of those this week. But probably the big migration that happens during the month of May is going to be with the songbirds. Now, with songbirds so far, we've seen robin and a couple kinds of thrushes. We've seen several kinds of sparrows along with the juncos. And we've seen the woodpeckers, the flicker and yellow-bellied sapsucker. Various kinds of blackbirds have all been showing up as well. These are the songbird migration so far. But what really happens in May is that with the milder weather, the insects that are out on the trees that survive there all winter and start to feed on the new leaves that are opening up, those insects are food for migrating birds, namely the warblers. So far, the only kind of warbler I've seen here is yellow-rumped warbler, though a couple others have been reported in the area. Once we get about 2 weeks from now, we have just a plethora of different kinds of warblers. About two dozen kinds of warblers will show up here, making this one of the best places anywhere in the country to see a variety of warblers. They're difficult to recognize. Get a good pair of binoculars, but get out and take a look before the leaves are on the trees. Once the leaves get fully grown on the trees, they're even harder to see. But warblers come across, as do vireos, as do things like orioles. And swallows, wow, had an interesting experience with swallows this week. We had a cool wind from the northeast, and a cool wind from the northeast keeps the temperature down. We also had some rain scattered with it. Well, swallows feed on insects. So what they needed to do, then they do so by flying. They pick them up in midair. And so that what they do, so they have to find a place that's sheltered from a cool wind like that. So I visited the lake near us here. And there is a bay that was providing shelter, and it was so interesting to watch as they circled out over the water. A lot of insects emerged from the water, and the water temperatures are slower to change than the air temperatures. And so it was pretty good feeding. I saw three kinds of swallows just as I stood there watching them go. Other things that may be showing up are wrens and eventually hummingbirds. All those, like I said, migration is just fabulous at this time. And then we have another surprise. One of the birds that showed up at a bird feeder this week, as recently as yesterday, is a bird we associate with winter, and that was a red poll. So I have a confused red poll here, or a red poll perhaps, that just doesn't want to move north. Other things that are happening, butterflies. I've seen two kinds of butterflies so far, the morning cloak, and we had a visit in the backyard this week from a red admiral. But a butterfly to be on the lookout for in the first week of May is a little tiny blue one called the spring azure. It is the first butterfly of the season that emerges from a chrysalis. The other ones are either migratory or more likely hibernators that show up. And then, of course, there's bumblebees. There's been reports of some dragonflies, even though I have not seen them. The earlier dragonflies are the green darner dragonflies. And then I have a terrific, terrific sighting yesterday during my walk. I saw the first orb spider web of the season. The orb webs are the circular ones. They are very common in late summer, but they're not very common at this time. And thanks to the recent fogs, webs, spider webs have been showing up, and I was able to see that. Another thing to be on the lookout for in the woods, if you do some walking, is some of the trees start to have blossoms as well. And then on the forest floor, the fiddleheads, the new growth of ferns are emerging. So, wow, May is a month that is fabulous. Things are constantly going on. Take a walk every day and take the same walk one day that you took the day before, and you'll see all these changes. It's just a fabulous month to get out and take a look. So, enjoy. Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.